Blog Talk Radio.
Yo,
Red. What's up? You can hear me? What's good?
Yeah, I can hear you. I got you, Red. I got
what's
you.
Good? What's good? What's good?
Nothing at all. My back. Oh, Lord. Yo, back pain is the worst.
Oh, yeah, I know about that.
Like, yo, and the bad part is when it's like that one little spot. I mean, it's all bad, but it's like that one little spot, and you can just be walking around, and just, like, everything is all fine, but then you make that one sudden move, and it's that stabbing pain that's like, and you just like, ah! Like, you just with
all right.
Like, you can move left, you can move right, but if you move right back, like, oh, man, it's over.
Yep, exactly.
And it's like, I'm nervous because I don't... You know, I try not to move the way that I know it's going to hurt, but I ain't got no choice because, like, gravity is a mother. Like,
oh, yeah. Well, listen, I know about
over,
back pain.
Well, no, if I bend over and don't bend my knees, then it's painful. So I got to, like if something dropped. And for some reason, everything's been dropping on the floor, like, ever since my back started hurting, everything's falling on the goddamn floor. Everything.
Oh, yeah, of course. Everything.
Yeah. Yeah, stuff that I don't need is just falling on the floor, but I don't want to see it on the floor, so I pick it up. And, oh, my gosh. Yo.
I'm telling you, you got to bend at the knees.
Yeah, I know. But that's another story. Like, you know what I'm saying? After a while, I'll just be like 10 men. Everything just gets squeaky. It's rusty, though. So... But what up, y'all? What up, everybody? It's Big Red and Brother B once again. Another episode of The Menu on Blog Talk Radio. How y'all doing? The Menu.
What's up,
Big
everybody?
Red, what's up, everybody? I hope none of y'all going through back pain. If you do, listen. If you are, trust me, I feel your pain. But see, I had the double whammy. Like, my knee was hurting. Like, I had knee surgery years ago. So my knee was hurting and my back. So I just felt like I just wanted to throw myself away. like I just wanted to jump into a Chucky doll or something. Just throw myself away. How was it happening? Yo, knee and
back?
That's
no joke. Like, back pain, knee pain. Like, you know, and when I want to, you know, you just don't, it's just, those things are like the worst. With any pain that you get in your body, is the worst. But yeah, that back pain ain't no joke. I suffer, you know, with sciatica, so you know that's with the nerves. So that's just like it's really no relief from that. They give you like pads and they tell you to take this and that, but it's really no relief from sciatica, really, other than you know probably certain things like they tell you lose weight and stuff. Yeah, okay, but you know, still. No joke.
All that stuff is no joke. Not a joke. And it's not happy.
Oh no. No, and no matter how much painkillers you take, it really like painkillers don't like they'll last for a little while and they may help you out, but no matter how many you take, you still it's just like
Yeah, because that's the thing. I don't want to keep taking pills. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because then after a while, your body gets immune to it. Like, I don't want to keep taking pills. And so, you know, I'll just chill and not take anything.
Mm-hmm.
But, I just took a shower. So I just let some hot ass, you know, damn near burnt my skin, water just hit my back. And now, I feel a little better. But it's just like, you know what? Maybe I need to go... swim, you know, jump in the lake and make the waters of the swamp. Maybe I'll just go with you.
Need some Epsom salt.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna just go. No, let's go jump in the waters of Minnetonka. Lake Minnetonka.
Jump in the waters of Minnetonka.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Like I said, I'm ready to throw myself away.
Oh man. Yeah. Let me feel better. Try to get yourself better, Brother B.
I'm trying to. That has been working a lot. But what's been going on with you, Red? What's going on with you?
Nothing but just chilling on a Sunday. That's all. Just chilling. And just, trying to just, live this life. Live this thing we call life.
Sure. I feel you. Yo, I had something real quick that I wanted to say. So, in New York, there was a whole thing about the cops getting doused with water and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I've read a couple of comments on Facebook, going back and forth with a couple of people about it. And this is my thing. For those who want to be disrespectful, whether it's somebody in uniform or in general, prepare for your ass to get kicked, shot, or whatever. And you know what I'm saying? And people may say, oh, how could you say that? Listen, when you plan to do something stupid and be disrespectful to someone, then prepare for that shit to come back to you tenfold. Once again.
Right.
When you prepare or go out there and decide that you're just going to be disrespectful or do something to somebody, be prepared for the consequences. Tenfold.
Right, absolutely.
Now.
Right, absolutely.
If one of them cops would have went around and tased or shot one of them dudes, then it would have been, oh, NYPD is reckless, this, that, and the third. Listen.
Right.
I'm not condoning. I don't condone violence. But a well-placed kick in the ass sometimes is deserved when you do stupid
right.
shit. Why would you do something like that and think that it's okay? It's not funny. It's disrespectful. Once again, whether it's somebody in a uniform or not, if you're not having a water fight and everybody's in all the green, it's disrespectful. And it's like, was it done because you were expecting them to do something? Like in my line, like I used to do armored truck. You know what I'm saying? And when we was going out and check cats or whatever, some cats would be like, oh, what you need that gun for? Like, you little bastard, are you really asking me? Why are you really talking to me right now? You see,
right,
some
exactly.
people ask for their own trouble. Once
yep.
again, some people ask.
I say it all the time for their
trouble.
Own trouble. Yep.
Yep. You know what I'm saying? Like it doesn't.
But when you
doesn't,
tell people that, when you say that, sorry to cut you off, but I'm just saying when you say that to them, or you tell people, you say certain things like that, then it's like you, it's like they look at you like, oh. Well, that's something. Oh, you're being insensitive. And it's like, no, some people ask for their own trouble. Like they ask for their own, their own karma. Like some people, you're inviting your own karma.
Exactly. Like once again, why would you do it? Why would you think it's okay to throw a bucket of water on someone, let alone a cop? Why would you think it's okay to do that? Now, a couple of people...
Because everybody's looking for attention.
They'll pay attention. Well, now you got it, and now you're going to get it, because now your ass is locked up. You can spend the rest of your summer, in jail, cheese sandwiches, whatever
right.
the case may be. You know what I'm saying? If that's how you choose to live, then fine. But you shouldn't involve anybody else in your shit. Like, to me, that's, it's stupid. Once again, when you go out there and you intend to do harm or you intend to do something stupid... Prepare for the consequences tenfold. Prepare for it.
But see, that's the problem. But that's the problem with people now. Like that's the problem with these people now that have been brought up. They're brought up. They don't realize their consequences. They don't realize it. Nobody's teaching them. Like these young people that are grown up. Nobody's teaching them consequences.
Well, I don't.
Nobody's teaching them now.
YouTube is teaching people, Facebook and YouTube sometimes teaching people consequences all the time. You hear about people doing shit and they turn around and getting shot. You hear about somebody turn around running in the jungle shooting, doing hunting, and next you know a lion jump on their ass. Listen, it's consequences.
Right,
exactly. Some of the shit that you're saying you do. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yo, why would you think that you're absolved or you're not going to face any consequences? You think God made you better? You's a jackass. Well, how you
right.
You's a dumb jackass. You, God ain't made you better. Because if that was the case, then you'd be there by yourself.
Right, exactly. Yeah, absolutely. But people don't see that. Like I said, it's like you always say, humans. They don't see. They don't see. You know, we're humans, and you know, like I said, humans are going to be humans. That's the way it is. But they don't get it
it's
and realize that you know.
Right.
It's a consequence.
Yeah, and those people who did that, they're bottom feeders. They're in their thinking. They're low level. They're low level. Like, why would you do something like that? You know what I'm saying? And think
right.
that, you know, nothing, once again, there's nothing's going to happen. If you can sit there and do something to somebody and think nothing's going to happen to you, and you are low level, yes, I say, you're a low level thinker because you're not that perfect. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm a firm believer in an eye for an eye. That's if something is done to you. Not you going out there doing stuff to somebody, but I do believe, yeah, somebody go, listen, if somebody smack you, listen, kick the shit out of them. Yeah, that's me. But that's just me. That's Brother
right.
B speaking. The views of Brother B does not necessarily, you know, reflect the views of the menu and any other parties, you know, therein involved. But anyway, I mean, that's just me personally. But for you to go
right.
out there and intentionally do jackass stuff to people, I mean, come on, man. Like, what type of life are you living? Like, what?
Right.
Like, what's wrong with you? And this is why cops is out. Some of these cops out here, they take the stance and do what they do. They come into the areas, and they turn around, and they treat people like shit. And they tell, because it's not just fear, but it's just that, yo, this is how you want to act. Or this is how other people
right.
want to act. But this is how I got to be. Like, I can't cut you a break no more because of somebody else. And this is how it is. It's just like in relationships. Oh, somebody keep cheating on you. Oh, so the next relationship, nah, I can't cut you a break because of the last person.
Right.
It's relative in life. After somebody keeps doing something to you so many times, there's no breaks anymore. You don't cut them a break. So this is why some of these
right.
law enforcement officers is out here cracking heads and people getting popped. I'm not saying all of it is for a reason. Some of them are out of control, especially these cats like Texas and down south. They just clanning in uniform.
Right.
That's all they do. But there are situations where some people bring about their own bullshit. They bring about their
yeah.
own trouble. And that was totally unnecessary. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time,
yeah.
you do have people that have this mentality of like, well, they've been getting us for so long, so now we got to get back at them. But see, the whole thing is this.
Yeah,
but
that's not how you do that.
Exactly.
Right.
That's not how you do it.
You're not. You know. You know. I've. You know. You know. That's what I hear a lot of people. You know. People like I say. You want to. I know how it feels when you want to see somebody get what they deserve. I get that. But you have to realize that you have to let that be in the hands of the power, you know, higher power. You have to let that just go. Because everybody gets their karma back, whether it's good or bad. They're going to get it back. You're not going to always, and I teach that to even my own children and tell them that, listen, you're not going to always see that karma. That person's going to get it back. Don't worry about it. You don't have to worry about that anymore, whether you see it or not. You just know that you did your part in life to do what you had to do. And that's it. Don't worry about if that person is getting their karma back or not, because you know what? They're going to be an afterthought as you get older or, years later and you get older. And guess what? You just might see that person later on down the line because you know what? It happens.
Yeah, but some
but you just let it go. You don't sit there and let that. My thing is, you don't sit there and let things like that harbor you for the rest of your life, because at the same time, you're going to make yourself miserable. You're not going to move on because you're busy worrying about, oh, let me get this person back. No, you're not going to be able to move on and either you're not going to be able to move on and prosper in your life because you're busy worrying about whether you're going to get this person back or if they get what they – don't worry about that. You know how you get them back? You move on and do what you have to do.
Exactly. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, just trust in the universe. Trust in the force that
right.
when somebody does wrong to you, some way, shape, or form is going to come back. Now, it may not go the way you would like it to go, but
right,
it's going to come back some way, shape, or form. And then what I find interesting is some people who have these questions about, well, why, woe is me, why does this happen to me? Well, think about the karma. Check your karma. You know, certain things are happening to you because maybe you just consistently do some shit. Negative shit.
Right. Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
That's what it is. But on next note, once again, Big Red, Brother B, the menu on Blog Talk Radio. What up, what up, what up? Guest calling number 347-324-3395. That is 347-324-3395. Now, the topic, Red, that you have so graciously handed me, because back and knee pain, I just couldn't think of nothing except pain. But anyway, Facebook stalking.
Yep.
What?
Facebook stalking.
Yeah, Facebook stalking. And what can it do to relationships? So.
Right.
This is your topic, but I do want to set it off. Yo.
Okay, no problem.
What is the purpose of, like, stalking someone on Facebook? Like, this reminds me, remember that song by Sting? Every breath you take.
I'll be watching you.
You know what I'm saying? Like, wait a minute. But now,
you stupid.
Because of social media. Now you can literally, like, watch and, like, kind of, like, stalk someone. And why? Or, like, how did this get, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, how did this go to the next level? Like, what was, like, you know what I'm saying? I don't understand some, because I've heard about this whole Facebook stalking thing, but I'm just like, is it really real, son? Is this really real? Like, what's going on?
Okay, I remember when I sent you that little tidbit, that little thing I sent you about, but it says females, but I think men and women do it as well, but it seems to me that women do it more. I'm sorry, ladies, but unfortunately, I see it with women. I see it, or maybe I haven't really heard of any dudes. No, but I have heard dudes do it. But it seems like women do it more, where it's like women take it to the next level with this stalking, they don't call it stalking. They call it investigating. Okay, why are you doing all this investigating? Because you're looking for something. I don't get it, because it's like if you're dealing with someone, dating someone, that this person lives with, whatever the case is, marriage, I don't care what it is. Why would you want to be going be far and beyond just to find out something? Like I see of, you know, some women, they go through they on some type of, you know, FBI, and they go through everything. They going through friends lists. They going through this. They trying to see the friend of the friend of the friend, and oh, who he's friends with. Oh, he's friends with her, and I remember he used to mess with her, and he's friends with this, with this, with this. No, why? For what? What are you going through all of that? You going through all of that to do what? So you can go on her page. They go on the female. Okay, and then when they finally find the woman, they'll be like, oh, I know he messed with her. You go to the woman just because he put a like to her page, or he put a like to her picture, or he put a like, or he commented or say something. So now you're going to go on her page, see what she look like, or see who she is. Now you're going to try and now you're going to stalk this chick, or you're going to sit up there and inbox her, or say, oh, you messing with my man. Why? Why are you going? Like, you, it's like, you really have that much time to do all of that?
Well, I guess some do, because first of all, I really find it extreme. Like, all right, before like the whole Facebook stalking thing got like big, like I have occasionally, I'm going to admit, like I've looked through somebody's, you know, friends list, but I was looking to see like, oh, you got some, you know, like let me see your sexy friends or something like that. Like sometimes dudes do that. Like when people got
but that's the difference.
Like, hook me up. Like, nah, I ain't got no good looking friends and all this and that. Like, wait a minute, I saw your friends list. You got some sexy ass friends. What about such and such from Queens? I saw up there. You know what I'm saying?
But see, that's a different. See, no, that's different than you going to somebody's page and stalking them, or you're going because you know. Okay, say you dealing with a guy or a guy that you dealt with. You know, I'm not saying you, but you know what I'm saying. Either way, a guy that I may have dealt with, and because now he's not dealing with me no more, and he has a new girlfriend or, you know, and whatever. So now I'm going to either be trying to see who she is and go through her page and see who she is and where she, not where she live at, but try to find out about her, or I'm going to get my friends to do it because I, you know, because, okay, he was dealing with me, but, you know, me and him still talk, but you know what, he got a new girlfriend, but I want to see what she like. That's the difference if you go on, that's like you said, you go on a person page, you go, oh, so-and-so got a couple of friends, but that's different. Or, like, if you're dating someone or you're dealing with someone, and it's just like, you know, you may not see him for a little while, you'd be like, you know, let me go on his page and look at him and, you know, look at his little pictures and see if he put something up or what, and because, you know, you kind of miss the person. I see that. It's a difference. It's just a difference. But when you get into a point where you're doing it, because you know what? Listen to this. Now, you have people. Now, we all have friends on Facebook, and we got a certain amount of friends on Facebook. So now, you got a certain amount of friends on Facebook, but you know what? You notice that when you put up a post or post, you don't, it's not like the amount of likes, reaction that you're getting is not matching the amount of people that you have on your page. But you know what? Those people, somebody, like, they may not put a like to your picture or your status or anything, but they watch it. And to me, I don't like that. I don't like that. Because it's like, you're watching my page. You're just not going to put a like on anything to anything that I put. But you know how you can tell that somebody be on your page? Because guess what? That's the story. And people must be that stupid that they don't realize you can go on your story and find out who's looking at your story. And I know from personal experience that when I put a story up, people that don't never put a like or nothing to anything that I put, but they damn sure be in my story.
And now, see, all right, now I'm not that.
And it's the same people, too.
Hello? Uh-oh, what happened?
Yeah, I'm still here. What happened? What the hell is wrong? I'm still on here. What
happened? Damn headphones.
Hello?
Damn headphones. Yeah, headphones. Damn headphones, man.
Oh, Lord.
No, I didn't fall. I didn't fall. Like, oh.
These are damn headphones.
Uh-oh. Wait.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah.
What? Oh,
these,
man.
Yeah, right. These headphones, man. The headphones. Damn headphones, man. Sorry about that, y'all. I'm back. I mean, yeah, I don't have Twitter. I don't have, you know, Instagram. I don't have none of that. But, you know, I have Facebook, and I'm not that, you know, savvy with all this, you know, Facebookery and, you know, all this other stuff. I'm you know, it's just not me. But now, these whole things when you talk about seeing people's stories and all this and that, I know nothing of that. Like, how do you,
okay,
like,
well,
how do you go about seeing, you know?
Oh, well, when you, well, you're saying put something in your story. Like, at the top of, at the very, when you go on your Facebook and that, they have, well, Facebook stories where you could put videos or post something, and you could put it to your story, and somebody, they'll click on it, and they can, you know, see what you, you know, see what you put up, see what you're doing for the day, or, you know, if you want to put your whole day, you know, people, you know, like I said, we live in a world where everybody wants to be seen, so everybody puts everything they're doing all day. Oh, I've been on, that was on the toilet, now I'm sitting in my room, now I'm getting dressed, now I'm going, you know, they put everything on there. So you can always tell, like I said, they may not necessarily, like the story is different from your post. Now, they may not necessarily like your post or something that you may post on actual Facebook, like where it'll come up in the feed, but the story is at the top, and they can always click on your story and see, you know, what you're doing, what you're saying, what you put up or whatever. And then there's a little icon at the side that will tell you, and plus Facebook will notify you and say, hey, these amount of people, oh, 15 people looked at your story, 10 people looked at your story, 20 people, 30 people. They'll tell you how many people, and when you click on that, it's going to tell, it's going to bring up the whole, you know, roster who was looking in your story. And like I said, from personal experience, it'd be the same people looking in my story, and they don't never put a like, love, nothing, nothing, comment, nothing to my, you know, to anything that I may post in a news feed. So that's how you can tell that people are still, you know, they may not necessarily do that, but they still, you know, they watching your page. But it is what it is. That's what people do. That's what they do. They sit up there and they, you know, they lurking and, you know, they look through your, they're looking through your page. It is what it is. That's what, you know, but it messes up relationships.
That's
because
crazy.
Like I said, yeah, it is crazy. It is that, I mean, this is the world we live in now. Like, I think me and you were discussing this before where I was telling you that people don't, it's just, the communication is bad now because people don't even call and check up on nobody. They don't even text anymore. You know how they'll know that you're okay? Oh, he posted something on Facebook yesterday, so he's good. Oh, he put a like to my picture, so he's good. Oh, he was in my story, so he's good. It's like that nonverbal communication. I mean, that's all right sometimes, but you do have to check up on a person once in a while. Just because I may post something, I might like something, you don't know, I might be in the damn hospital bed in one of them, a full body cast. And the only thing working is my fingers. The only thing working is my fingers. Sure, I might have to do it with my toes. I don't know. Okay.
Yeah, you never
so
know.
I'm just saying. Yeah, you never know how a person, you know, somebody could be really, you know, ill, you know. So they, you know, if you figure, oh, that person posted something yesterday, you know, I haven't seen them on Facebook, but, you know, they posted something yesterday, so they must be good. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah, so.
That's kind of crazy.
So that's what I'm saying. So that's crazy. I don't know.
No, I do.
That's part of, you know, that's part of it. But, you know, I don't see the purpose of all that stuff. I don't see the, you know, like I said, all that investigate, like I said, that thing that I sent you yesterday, you know, people, they go beyond and, you know, they go far and wide just to find out, you know, just to find out things about other people.
Well, I mean, listen, whatever happened to just asking? You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever happened to just asking somebody about, you know, themselves or what's going on or this, that, and the third? Like, whatever happened to asking? Like, it's sad that we have come to a point where we're just on some, oh, you know, I'd rather see what the person is going through, you know, or what's going on. Because you know what? All right. We got a lot of people that be fronting. Got a lot of people out there fronting. They try to make it, you know, Facebook, they go up on Twitter, Instagram, and, you know, they try to make it seem like they like it good. And listen, see, people like me, I mean, as long as you're happy, I'm cool. But in the grand scheme of things, I really give no shit. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we cool. But, you know, some people come with the, you know, if I check on people, you know, accordingly. Like, you know, my family's my family. You know what I'm saying? Your people is your people. You know, certain people you're just going to check on. But some people be out there with the whole, oh, my life is great, and I'm doing this, and I'm doing this, and I'm that, and blah, blah, blah. Like, I don't see it as necessary as a bragging tool. You know, like, some people just want to post stuff and make it seem like everything is all good all the time. Listen, I'm not looking for miserable news. You know, like I say, I usually say, you know, I hope all is well. But you do have a lot of, you know, fronters out there. A lot of people
Taking
the phone, you know, putting up the facades. And my whole thing is, like, all that is not necessary. Because your personal business is your personal business. And I don't really think Facebook is the place to air your personal business, especially what's going on in your relationship. Because
you can't tell
somebody, oh, you a nosy ass when you put your shit all in the street.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You can't do that. Like, I think certain things should just be kept. You want to ask questions, then, hey, you message somebody, or you just put out a general question. But don't sit there and talk about, well, my situation is, you know, I was with this chick, and, you know, she had a tattoo on her ass that said Marquise, and my name is Phil. So what should I do? Like, you know,
Marquise, my name
is Phil. You know, you just...
But
certain things you just
let me tell you,
yourself, like real quick.
Right, right, brother B. Let me tell you something, and you know what? That's another thing that, and then, you know, that messes up relationships, not with friendships as well, because I just recently seen a post in a group, and this young lady, she's saying she put a big old post up saying, "Oh, what's wrong with you men?" So a couple of guys was like, you know, like, what you talking about? Like, what happened? Whatever. Long story short, she says that the father of her child said because it's her birthday, he was trying to get her out the house, and they was going to get a hotel room, and they got he found a girl that they could do a threesome with or whatever. Now she's airing this out. Wait now. She's airing this out on a group. Now, once again, this is not her like just posting it. Like, I don't know the person. She's posting this in a group. So now she says, oh, this is another thing. She screenshots the text messages between her and the father of the child.
Wow.
You screenshot almost the whole conversation. She's telling, oh, well, she's telling the baby father, oh, we're not together, and I don't know why you would say that. I told you how I felt about threesomes and this, that, and the other, whatever. And he's like, oh, well, I was just trying to get you out the house. So you know how many people told her, including myself, told her, not told her, but said, listen, or commented and said, you did that to yourself. Why are you entertaining him? If you're not with this man, why are you even having that conversation with him? But, you know, this is what you just said. Some people look for their own, they do their things and look for their own demise. You're putting that out there. Then when people are telling you how stupid you sound right now, now you want to get now next thing you know, you'll be getting an attitude. You'll be telling people, oh, they need to mind their business. Then what the hell are you putting all of that out there for? You looking for attention? Okay,
well,
or if a friend, or she knows somebody that's in the group, and they're going to tell her, like, or maybe somebody already told her, like, you're stupid. Like, why would you even entertain that dude? It's like you're looking, once again, and you know what? Somebody probably already told her. Why do you keep entertaining this Negro? Then you get what you deserve.
Well,
You get what you deserve.
Well, I mean, this is true. I mean, some people, you know, all right, you can't put something out there on Facebook and expect to get the response that you want all the time.
Exactly.
Once again,
exactly.
You can't put something, and we're just going to put it on a broader scope. You can't put something out there on social media, like from your personal life. You can't put something out there and think that you're going to hear what you want. See, that's the problem. A lot of people
yep.
want to hear what they want, and when they don't hear what they want to hear, they turn around and be like, oh, well, the hell with you, and you ain't shit anyway.
Why are you even chiming in?
It's like, well, why am I chiming in? It's because you put it out there. You was asking a question, so I wasn't asking
right.
you. Yeah, you was asking every goddamn body. You ask everybody.
You was asking everybody.
You've been on Facebook, you asking people that you don't even know.
Exactly,
because you know
exactly, especially your page is not private.
Yeah, you asking every goddamn body. So if Trump wanted to be like, oh, well, I think that you should do the threesome and grab him in the crotch. Like, then that's on you. Like, you know what I'm saying?
And let him grab you in the pussy.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you opened yourself up for that, man. Like, you opened yourself up for
yeah,
whatever.
Exactly, and that's
want,
what, listen.
Whatever thing happened.
I'll grapple. And this is what
you
people are doing.
Yeah, you can't do that. You can't sit there and think that, you know, that's going to work out for you. Like the whole stalking thing. Like it can blow up in your face. And you turn around, you start asking questions, and you're looking for something. Like, first of all, I'm not looking for how many likes my lady rocking. I don't even go to her page. I don't know if she goes to mine. I don't really care. Like, I'm not. You know,
right.
You know what? A lot of that is insecurity.
Exactly. Of course it is.
Or somebody sitting down really bored.
Right.
Really bored.
Like,
now, I get it.
Like,
I get it, what you were saying earlier. Real quick.
Mm-hmm.
I get what you were saying earlier where, you know, you just want to look at somebody's picture or something like that. Yeah, sometimes you just want to, you know, scroll through somebody's flicks and check them out and see what's good, you know, or whatever. I get that. I get it. But
right.
when you start doing the stuff of going to their page and, like, kind of, like, reading certain comments and then saying, well, why did you say this? Wait a minute. I posted that, like, 3 weeks ago. You actually went to my page, looked at something from 3 weeks ago? Oh.
And that's what they do.
Friends with such and such. Wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
You went to my friends list, like, yeah, I don't like that bitch. And I don't like that nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, whoa. It's my page. Like, I, you know,
right.
I don't tell you about your page. So why are you saying, but why are you going that extra mile looking at something on my page? You know what I'm saying? You don't know if that, just because that person is in someone's friends list, it doesn't mean that they communicate.
Right, absolutely.
Like,
but
that
go ahead.
likes and calculating how many likes and loves and all. Like, first of all, Facebook will do that for you anyway. Every so often, they'll just throw up a picture and be like, oh, you got 30 million likes on this one thing. They'll do that for you. But for you to go to somebody's page and do that, yeah, I think you need counseling. I think you need counseling.
Well, you know, like I said, you and I, of course, we don't think that way because we're older. You have a lot of – I'm not saying that you have older people that probably do it or whatever, but, you know, people that are a little more – older and more mature, and like I said, you know, maybe be on Facebook, not too much or whatever. Like, I you know, I'm savvy with the Facebook thing and Instagram, so I don't know everything, but I'm savvy. But like I said, maybe because you're older or we're older that we don't think in that capacity. But once again, I have two sons in their 20s, and all these, and the younger generation, forget it, but I mean, like, the younger ones that's like teenagers now. But, like, these 20-year-olds, and like I said, both my sons have young ladies that they're dating, and guess what? This is what these young ladies do. They're in their phones. Let me see your phone. What do you want to see my phone for? Let me just see your phone. Or why she likes your picture? Why this one? Why are you friends with her? You used to go to high school, or you was dealing with her back in high school. Why she hit you up today? What? And then that's when the arguments start. Then they argue with the girls back and forth. It's ridiculous. Or even like I said, with the guys, it's the same thing. The young men, that guy likes your picture. You know, especially if they girlfriend look a certain way. Oh, why he likes your picture? Oh, you know he ain't your inbox. All he want to do is F you and this. And not necessarily. But it's like that's when, you know, these 20-something-year-olds, they really got it bad. And like I said, I see it with my own friends with the young ladies that they have. These chicks be going through the above and beyond to go in these phones and see, like you said, the life or who he inboxing, who's this, who he friends with. He friends with this one, he friends with that. Oh, well, you dealing with her a couple of years ago. Why are you still friends with her? Because I'm fucking friends with her. You mean why? I'm just friends with her. And just like you said, just because we're friends on Facebook does not mean that I'm communicating with her. We're just friends on Facebook. Yes, I had a relationship with her. I dealt with her when we was in high school. I dealt with her maybe 2 or 3 years before I even met you. But we're going to stay, you know, we're going to be friends with her. That doesn't mean I talk to her every day. That don't mean I inbox her. That don't mean I'm doing this and doing that. That doesn't mean anything. But not to these young women. These young women think that because you're friends with a certain person or these people you done inbox her and y'all make plans to fucking up. No! Excuse my language, y'all, but I'm just saying, but that's how these young, but that's how they think, and you, or they already got it, that you done had sex with the girl and did all kinds of things, and vice the boys, the young men, the same thing. Oh, you done went out with that nigga, and you done did. No, just, like, y'all have to stop that, because this is why y'all relationships are going to go south already, and y'all just getting started in life. Like, how do you expect to have any type of relationship if you're constantly blaming the person? Then when the guy or the girl goes out and do what they have to do, then once again, you're looking for it, you find out, and now you want to be upset. What? Are you dumb? What are you doing all of that for? You're looking for trouble. Like I said, I had a situation, like I said, this was years ago before any social media. Like I said, I was getting cheated on, but guess what? I'm going to let you rock. I'm not going to say nothing to you about it. And I heard the conversation and everything. Like I said, this was before social media. Heard conversation and everything. Guess what? I didn't say a damn word. Because at that point, I didn't even care. But I didn't say a word. I'm going to let you tell it. You can do what you want. So guess what? You're going to find out eventually if there's something going on. And even if you don't find out, why are you worried about it? Don't worry about that. Stop worrying about other things. Don't worry about that. But
yeah, certain things are just meant for you to find out. And certain things are not meant for you to find out.
Right, absolutely.
A lot of people.
Absolutely. And like I said, all that inspected gadget stuff, like these young women really need, because my thing is, you're sabotaging, it's like a self sabotage.
Yeah.
Because you're in the relationships, and like I said, I've heard it so many times, because you know, my children have, you know, they all have friends in the same age bracket, young ladies that they know, and I hear it time and time again. Well, I went through his phone, and I said, why are you going through his phone? Oh, because I wanted to find, okay, so now you found that out, what's going to happen now? Not a damn thing. You either going to deal with him, or you going on dismiss him. But why go through his phone and find out something or look for something because you seen something, or because he's friends with, or he or she is friends with a certain person, or that person may have commented it on something that a picture that the person put up. Okay, they just like the way the person looks. Like I said, even if they had a relationship with that person before, especially if they had a relationship with that person, and they put some type of reaction to their picture, that's just what they're going to do. It doesn't mean that that person, those two, are getting together tomorrow or nothing like that. That's just what they're going to do.
Yeah, but what's crazy is 9 times out of 10, they ain't even going to do nothing about it. Like, they still going to rock with them. They still going to be in a relationship. They're still going to do all of that. They just turn around and they just want the drama.
Yeah.
That's what it boils down to. They just want their drama.
Exactly. And like I said, I can't see myself, like, I can't live like that. Like, it's bad enough the powers that be watch us, but I don't need you to watch me in my own home.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to be watched like that. I don't want to be careful, because if I see somebody that I know and they may look nice in the picture, and I might want to say nice or put a reaction to it, and you, oh, why you put a love to his picture? Because he looks nice in the picture. Or why you like, because I like the picture.
Don't you want to screw him? You want to screw her?
Exactly. That's no, you want to have. No. I just put a like to his picture.
Nah.
It's ridiculous.
You want to have his baby.
Yeah. You want to marry. You like him so. You like the picture so much, why don't you marry it?
Exactly.
You like the picture so much, why don't you marry it?
Yeah, well,
like,
you know what I'm saying? You want me to get the number for you? Let me get the phone number
right,
for you?
Right, right. The way our brains are, like these social media has programmed our brains so messed up, you know, programmed a lot of people's brains. You know, it's just ridiculous now, and we need to be reprogrammed.
Well, last thing it is, there's a lot of, there's like a lot of people who, this is who they are. And now you're starting
mm-hmm.
to see who they are.
Mm-hmm.
With these, you know what I'm saying, with when you go to these, when they start using these websites and stuff like that, these social media sites, you really start to see who they are.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, no, I know you was a stalker.
No, I'm not a stalker.
You're a stalker. Wait, so how do you know that I knew this person? Oh, because I saw something on Facebook. Once again, you know what I'm saying? Like, that was something that, you know, that was posted a month ago. How did you, you know, just notice that? Like, I think this should be a limit. Like, I think, hey, Zuck, Mr. Zuckerberg,
mm-hmm.
I think, you know, should put something where you go to some, like, only 3 times a week. That third time a week, you know, third time for the week, go to somebody's page more than 3 times, then it's like you get locked out.
Put you in Facebook jail.
Yeah.
Put you in Facebook jail. Unbelievable.
Because some people do take things out of context. Some people
mm-hmm.
do see things posted on Facebook, and they take it way, way left. And it's like, yo,
way
on.
Left.
It's like, and become who they've never been. People can be these individuals, like, you know, oh, I have this life now. They have a Facebook life.
Mm-hmm.
But in the real world, you know, they're like Al Bundy shoe salesman. Not to say that that's bad, but if you see, you know, I'm like,
yeah,
I'm a secret agent.
Yeah. He said, "Al Bundy."
Yeah, you know,
still trying to get his football career back.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm from Polk High.
Yo, that is so funny.
You know, but no, you got some people who have this Facebook life,
mm-hmm.
and you know they're taking pictures from other people. I mean, cause yo, nowadays Photoshop is a mother. Photoshop and a lot of these other things, yo, they are a mother. And people are putting pictures together that you'd be like, wait a minute. Like, there was one time I saw a picture of Drake and Aaliyah. And I'm like, wait a minute.
I've seen that picture.
Yeah, I'm like, yo, that will get, yo, somebody will get in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Just imagine somebody, yo, Photoshop, they nice with it like that, and they put a picture of you and some other dude or some other chick, or y'all doing some compliment. Yo, that's crazy.
It happens. Yep.
Social media is
it
yo, it could be the devil. It could be the devil.
Yep. It happens, you devil. It happens.
Yeah, but see, stuff like that shouldn't happen. There should be some type of control. There should be some type of limits on these things. Because people, you know, are doing stuff, and I think it's just causing an issue. Like, it brings about problems that don't need to be brought about.
Mm-hmm. But do you really think it's social media or it's people? Like, okay, that's
it's the people. Oh no, no doubt.
But
the social media is the vehicle.
Well, you're right about that. Yeah, social media is the vehicle, and it should be some type of control. But it's like, as a human being, as a person, like I said, as a person with some type of, that you're supposed to have some type of morals, or you're being brought up a certain way. Let me tell you something. I feel that when people are on social media, that's showing how, like I said, once again, that's showing how you've been raised. That's showing how you've been raised, or who's raising you, or whatever. Because once again, if you're doing things like that on social media, you're doing that just socially, period. Not just on social media, you're doing that socially, period. Like, if you're a stalker on social media, you're a stalker. You're just a stalker outside of social media. You're just a stalker. I'm saying,
it's more obvious. It's more obvious in person.
Right. It's more either more obvious, or guess what? It can be, it don't have to be obvious, because once again, like I told you, that person may not necessarily put a reaction or anything to you, what you post, but guess what? You'll tell whether they've been on your page, but like I said, it may be the story, it's other ways you can tell if somebody's been on your page. Either they're going to tell you they so, or you'll find other ways, but it's just, like I said, with the amount of people that you have as friends, it's not matching the amount of people that like your you know, that like me liking your pictures or whatever it is that you put, you know, you put on Facebook. It's not matching.
So what's crazy is, now isn't there a thing where if you tag somebody that knows that person, like everybody else can see it, like everybody else that person knows can see it?
Exactly, but it depends on if it's a, like, if it's a private, I think if it's like a private group, or if your, I think if it, where you have, where you, the person may have it where only you can see this, or only that, like only that person can see it, or whatever. I'm not sure, but I think, you know, you're right. I think that's what it is, that, you know, you tag the person, everybody else is gonna see what you got tagged in. And they can either comment, or they can like, or whatever, on, you know, whatever it is that you know, you got tagged in.
Okay, so basically, this is the contradiction in a way. So Facebook, right? You have a friends list. And if I make a comment or say something or do something, I'm expecting people that I'm friends with, people that are friends with me, to make comments or to see the stuff. But now all of a sudden, you got other people jumping into the mix. And it's like, well, wait a minute, you ain't in my friends list. Just because
they're friends with the people you tagged with.
But still, we ain't friends. So what I find stupid is, how could you allow someone else into somebody else's conversation just because they're friends?
Right.
Because
they're a friend of a friend or whatever.
Yeah, like that.
See,
to me,
that's
that
what I'm talking about.
Sense. So you got somebody commenting, or somebody else that know your business that don't even know you, or somebody making a comment on something. You're like, wait a minute, you don't know me. You just know somebody that knows me. So who are you to comment?
Right. Next thing you know, they sending you a friend request. It's like, I don't know you. Why are you friend requesting? Because I get that too, and it's like, why are you friend requesting me? I don't know you. And no, and just because you know them, don't mean that you know me, or don't mean that I'm going to be friends with you. No. And I've had that happen to me, where I may have commented on something, next thing you know, or whatever, and they friend request. No, what are you friend requesting? Unless I, you know the person, or it's somebody that I've spoken to before, whatever. But it's like, okay, you don't have to friend with them. We don't have to be friends because you're friends with that person, or whatever, or I'm friends with that person. No, I got enough friends. No, thank you. So it's just that, you know, it messes up, like I said, it messes up relationships all across the board. It even, you know, like I said, not just, you know, boyfriend or girlfriends or whatever it is. It messes up even friendships, because, like I said, friend, you know, the same thing. If these two people are friends on Facebook and somebody says something or they be like, oh, well, I'm not friends with so-and-so no more. Now, my thing is that they say, well, I'm not friends with so-and-so so much, so you can't be friends with them. No, you're not friends with them. I'm going to stay friends with them. That's your business. Exactly. That was between you and that person. I'm not going to, you know, unfriend them because you're not friends with them anymore.
Well, see, my problem is this. Once again, friends. It's like that term is being just thrown around because I don't know you. Like, most of the people on Facebook that I'm friends with, I know. Like, we went to school together, related, hang out, you know what I'm saying? But if I don't know you, like, we don't know each other. We just became friends because of somebody, like, and that's cool. But at the same time, I'm not going to make a comment or do something or say something to make it seem like, oh, you know, I'm like, in other words, I'm not going to overstep the cross that line.
Right.
When people cross
right,
lines.
Absolutely. Yeah,
like,
all the time.
We good. I mean, it's cool, but I really don't know you. You just
right.
know, you know what I'm saying? We're
right.
not friends. Like, we're just, you know, people who kind of virtually met on Facebook, but that doesn't make us friends.
Right. Right. So
I
they
mean,
get out of bounds if they can say this.
Yeah, I mean, friends,
right.
come on, man. I mean, real talk, we know the deal. When it comes down to what
right.
friends are, friends, that's years in the making. That's trust
mm-hmm.
that has to be built. That's a bond. You know what I'm saying? All of that right there. You just can't say, oh, but we're friends. No, we're not friends. We're not friends. I don't know you like that.
Exactly.
So you
right,
can't sit
exactly.
there and say that, you know, we're friends. We just like we're maybe acquaintances on Facebook, but you can't even say that. Like the virtual world and the real world should never they may be parallel, but it should never be mistaken. Like, no line should be crossed there.
Right. Right.
Right.
Exactly. And, but
it shouldn't even be called friend request because, first of all, we're not friends. Like, the true definition of friends. Like, we haven't even met to be friends. And it's not to be offensive, but see, me, like, I don't send friend requests to people that I don't know, but sometimes you're going back and forth with someone, and you know you kind of got something in common. But then you're like, oh, you know what? Let me question this person. You know what I'm saying? And you kind of stay in their mix, and you stay in there, and it's cool. But in the grand scheme of things, I mean, yeah, I may know you from what you post. But that doesn't mean that you're real like that. I mean, you could be talking a good one, you know?
Right, exactly. And you know, I may not ever see you. I'm not going to ever see you. I may not ever see you in person. It may be just on Facebook.
Yeah. So that's my whole thing. You see how certain things are used to kind of, how can I put it, kind of undermine the real world or the reality of
things. Right.
Like, friend is not, to me, I take that personal.
Right.
Like, you know, we've shared stories together, laughed, maybe cried, we hung out. We've done stupid stuff together. We got in trouble. You know, this, that, and the third. Like, you built a bond. Like, that's a friend.
Right.
That's what I've grew up.
Right, absolutely.
To know what a friend is.
Mm-hmm.
But I think now people are getting it twisted. They're on social media. And they're like, oh, well, no, that's my friend. Like, no, that's not really a friend.
No,
that's
I don't know anybody that says that.
Yeah, but you know what some people do? Some people take that as, you know, it's love, it's support, it's respect, you know what I'm saying? It's
it's a bond. Like, no, it's not. It's just some computer shit. Like, don't get it twisted. If the computer crashed,
exactly.
You know, then what? The Facebook crashed today. What then? What?
Man, people would be lost. Oh
yeah.
My God, they would be lost.
Yes, they would.
So lost. They would. They would be lost because it's like, I don't have any. Then they'll really realize, I don't have any friends. Like, I don't have any friends. I don't even have a life. I don't even have a life. I don't have anything.
Exactly. You'd be back. Listen, you'd be more than back to square one. You'd just be negative zero. Like,
right.
Like, what would you really have? You built this whole life on social media. And if social media crashed, then what? Please. Then what?
Yep.
You
so,
go back
like,
to
I don't know what people would do.
Like, pick it.
I don't know what they would do.
I don't know, and I really don't care. Like I said, to me, it's not that serious. It really isn't.
But you have to realize it's not that serious to us because we didn't grow up in this era. We didn't grow up with this. Like I said, we grew up. There was no social media. Wasn't no cell phone. We grew up when the times were simple. A phone call. And then you maybe had if you had a beeper, two-way pager, something like that. We didn't grow up in this time. So guess what? We would know what to do if there was no social media.
Yeah, I would get my ass up, hop on the train, a bus, or hop in my car, and be like, yo, what up?
Right, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
exactly.
Not just get online and be like, oh, you want to hang out today?
You want to hang out today?
Or if social media crash, you just be stuck. Oh my gosh, what am I going to do? What are you going to do? You're going to go outside. Outside? Dangerous outside.
What is that? What is
outside?
That word?
Do you mean outside?
What does that mean,
like
outside?
Outside my room or outside the house? You know, I don't know what you mean. But it sounds dangerous.
You knew it sounds dangerous. That word outside, what does that mean?
Like outside.
Is that a new word?
Yes. And would I have to put on some type of coat? I have to put a coat on?
A cloaking device?
Yeah, a cloaking device. Will they see me?
You can have some type of cloaking device to go outside?
If
I go outside, there's going to be humans, people. I'm going to have to look at people.
I'm scared. No, leave me. Put the computer back on. No.
Right, exactly.
But you know,
so
we shouldn't be dependent on it. We shouldn't be dependent on it at all. Relationships, you know, listen, stop doing the stalk. To those that get their stalk on, just chill, just relax, you know. It's going to be okay. And not that, don't take certain things to your interpretation, because certain things that you see are not always what they are. Like I said, when I saw that picture of Aaliyah and Drake, I was like, what the hell? I was like, yo, this guy's insane. It's fake. There's a lot of fakeness going on out there. So, you know what I'm saying?
A whole lot of it. You gotta watch it. A lot of fakeness. Gotta watch it. It's a whole lot of it going on out there. I don't know what we're going to do, you know, about that. Just, you know, like I said, people just have to learn to just, you know, stop having that thinking every time somebody puts a reaction. And you know what? I never approached a male on it, but I've been a little guilty where I may see something and be like, But you know, it's just like, you know what? I'm going to just let it fly. I don't care. Whatever. You know, listen, that's that person. It's Facebook. I can't make you not, you know, I can't make you not like somebody's picture. I can't make you not be in somebody, you know, inbox or whatever. listen, you're gonna do what you're gonna do. Until you show me something, or I see something, then I may question you on it, or may have to discuss it with you. But I'm not gonna sit up there and be watching everything you do. I'm not gonna sit there and be like, let me see your phone. Oh, why you do that? Now, I'm not doing that. I don't want to look in your phone, and I damn sure don't want you looking in mine. Not because I'm cheating or whatever the case. It's just that it's unnecessary. For what? So we can get into an argument, and then we can end up hating each other, or you don't like me, and then end up it end up being an issue. Why? For what? But that's not going to stop.
Right.
It's not going to stop.
So what you have to say about a hot rod?
Hot rod.
Big rod. Big Red is the fakest friend I ever had in my life. Pay her no mind at all.
She
is so two-faced on social media. It's not even a joke, you know.
No, I'm not.
Oh, God. But
yeah,
it's funny to talk about. No, I find it very funny about that you guys talk about fake news and social media. But before I get into that, last week, I couldn't do my show last week because I had no internet, you know, due to the power outage and everything that's going on in New York City, the craziness. And I'm not gonna lie to you guys. I did not know what to do with no internet. I was losing my mind.
Uh-oh.
I was bored.
You was bored?
Why were you losing your mind? Why?
Because I could not go on social media. I could not go on the internet. I could not play my video games.
That
I don't
sounds,
have to turn off the TV.
That sounds like a beautiful vacation.
You don't think that, right? But in my mind, I know I have work to do and everything. And, you know, I think it's a New York thing. But New York is never a relaxed type of city. You always have something to do, you know. The social media thing I did not care about. But it's like, oh, my God, I cannot do the show. I cannot go do my games. I cannot do this. I cannot do that. I need my internet. I need power. I need something. And
oh, wow.
I'll never forget what Brother B told me a while back. When Brother B told me that social media is a cancer, is a new cancer now, I believe that 100%. That is a new cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So when you guys talk
yep.
about if the internet goes down, social media went down, I remember it has a couple of times in the past, and people went crazy. Is your Facebook working? Is your Instagram working? It's like, is that the only communication we have among each other? You know.
Well, with this generation, yeah. What's sad is, you know, what's sad is when you see people. It's like with me. I think me and Red had this conversation before about the Walking Dead, because that's real. That's real. I truly believe a lot of people are the Walking Dead because, you know, I'm driving. And I'm about to make a right turn, and somebody's just walking in the street. They're not even paying attention. They're just looking at their phone. Face straight at their phone.
So
and I'm like, how do you 100%. Do that? How do you just focus on your phone when you're crossing the street? Like, either you're that arrogant to think somebody's just going to stop, or you're that stupid and you don't care about your life because you might get ran over.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, just similar to you, Brother B. I ride a train station all the time. Train. The minute the people get out the train, they hop on the phone while they walk up the steps. I'm like, and you see them? Why are you on a staircase looking at your phone because of social media? What is so important in your life right now on social media that you have to stop at the staircase or moving traffic to see what's going on?
Because they were looking to see how many likes their girlfriend or their boyfriend got off of some picture.
Yeah.
And then they're about to call them and start cursing them out.
Go upstairs and go and then be on social media arguing with them. How come he gave you a like and love and all?
Well, you know what, Big Red, like you said earlier, it's better. A lot of people may not agree with this, but it's better not to look into your partner's phone to avoid that type of conflict. Because I had this argument with a friend of mine last year, I remember. She told me she was looking at her boyfriend's phone and social media, something. And she saw something that she did not like. And I told her, listen, everybody handles things differently. Like, you guys know me, I joke around a lot. I would send Big Red, Brother B, you know, videos, jokes, even dirty jokes.
Yeah.
Somebody,
yeah.
But, but I'm not gonna say to someone that, you know, that I know won't like that. I would send to you guys, but we'll have that same type of humor. But someone that don't know me go to my phone and Steven's like, whoa, why are you saying Big Red? You know, two girls kissing. I'm like, oh boy, here we go. Without even knowing this concept, people jump to conclusions overall without knowing. Like,
This is what you like.
Exactly.
This is what you do when I'm not around. Mm-hmm. Oh, matter of fact, this is what you do when I'm in the shower. This is what you somebody sent me that. Oh, but apparently you like it because you like it enough for them to send it to you, so they know you must like it. Oh boy, here we go.
Yep, here we go with the argument. Yep.
You know, there's just some things I believe, unless I know communication is very important among relationships, but let's be honest, in this world today, communication is also a type of poison too, especially when two people just keep arguing and not coming to a conclusion or like a common ground. It's either he's right or she's right.
I think a lot of people argue, but they really don't know what they're arguing for. They're just trying to make a point. And the whole thing is mute because you don't even really know why you're arguing. You're just arguing. You're just arguing to try to make your point, and so you can be right. When all actuality, 9 times out of 10, you're probably wrong any goddamn way.
Well, especially on Big Red part. But besides that,
you had savage.
You know, so that's why I don't get into the whole argument, even with these political debates and all this and that. Listen, you can say what you're going to do. You can say what you would like to do, but is it going to get done? And even so, even if it does get done, is it a good idea? Is it the best idea for us and everybody else? That's the whole thing. We'll never really know. So talk is cheap.
Well, it's true, but like I find it funny how people will do friendship over debates on social media about politics or whatever. Oh, because you're a Trump supporter, I cannot be your friend no more. I'm like, or you're not Trump supporter. I'm like, what is the difference overall?
You know,
what's the difference?
Well, Rob, I'm gonna say something. This is totally off topic. Before we skate out of here, I said it. I was back and forth with it, but you know, now I am truly convinced that Trump is not a racist. I'm truly convinced that he's not a racist. I believe that he's the biggest con man of the century because he was able to convince people that he was something that he's not just to get them on their side, just to get them on his side.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that.
You know, I tell you, a lot of people disagree with you on that, brother. But you know, I told you
they could disagree all they want, but he did what he needed to do. See, he's a survivalist. And no matter what, he's going to make sure he survives. He's going to make sure he keeps wheeling and dealing and gets where he needs to be. So with that being said, if I got to lie to you to get what I need from you, then that's what I'm going to do, because that's what a lot of politicians do anyway. So when he came and said, I'm not a politician, I'm a businessman, he's in the business. Yeah, he's a businessman. And he lied. He's a liar.
Yeah.
He's a liar.
You're right.
Liar,
like you said,
he's a liar.
He's no different from anybody else that lies to us.
Yep.
Yeah. He's no different. He's no different. So that's what I'm saying. I truly believe, like, I was watching something, and I said, you know what? This man ain't no racist. He's not a racist. He may be egotistical. He may be ignorant.
Oh, yeah, he definitely
is.
He may choose.
He may not be in the know on a lot of things, but I think he's not in the know on a lot of things because he doesn't care. I don't think he cares about white people more so than he cares about black people. I think he just cares about himself and what he needs to do and what he needs to get. And that's it.
He cares about
money. That's it. He'll tell people, yeah, I'm a racist. Or I'll make it seem like I'm a racist, so they'll vote for me. Because he's the type of person that will sit in the back room and have a conversation. Oh, people are stupid. And I'm going to show you how stupid they are. Just like he said years ago, the Republicans are stupid. But what did he run on? The Republicans let him run on their platform, and look at him now.
Mm-hmm. But he just called all the Republicans stupid. He just called all of them stupid, which was a slap in the face. But yet, oh, yeah, okay, yeah, you could be our president.
And you know what? Like I always tell people, I don't, I'm not bothered by Trump so much as his supporters that believe the lies. Like, the fact is right there. He lied
yeah.
to you about it, but you still believe
yep.
it, and they still believe that
yep.
lie. I'm like, you people are that
yep.
stupid or that dumb?
Oh, they stupid.
You know,
they
so,
that stupid.
So who's really stupid? Is it his supporters or is it him? He made off like
supporters.
Yeah.
I said it a long time ago. He's going to come in, get 8 years, rape the world, and walk away a whole lot richer than he was before.
And he will still claim himself as the greatest president of all time.
And you know what? There are people out there that will say he is. Yes, they will say, yes, he was. Yes, he is. And yes, he yep.
Yep.
They will say that he's the greatest.
Well,
yep.
well, funny, Brother B, that you say that about Trump compared to Obama, one woman, two kids, no scandals, still considered one of the worst presidents of all time. Well,
but
this guy got three baby mama
drama. That's not America. That's not America. If you look what this country was founded on, the things that Obama was doing was not America. That was not American.
Mm-hmm.
That's not their way. That's not the Neanderthal way. Simple
and
plain.
And to be
yep.
honest with you guys,
the Neanderthal. Yeah, I can't even say it right, but yeah, that.
No, but to be honest with you guys, with the media in the media world, Obama was boring compared to Trump.
Exactly.
Because
exactly.
Obama was into
yeah, because everybody
Obama
likes negativity.
Exactly, and trust me, the media is having a field day in the last 3 years. So they need Trump for 4 more years to have their ratings. I can't tell you why personally, but the media loves Trump and they need Trump.
Of course. Of course. That's why he's probably going to get another 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Listen, Trump doesn't bother me. His presence is.
He
may say dumb
me,
stuff, but we all stuff stuff. But you know why he bothers you? Because his supporters. They're out of control.
Right, probably that's what
but
it
he's,
is.
But,
yeah.
he's, but he's not worried. He's not worried about that because it's like, well, if you do something stupid, you're going to go to jail. I didn't tell you to do that. I just told you, hey, this is what it is. I said, slot. You know what I'm saying? Get that son of a bitch off the field. What did you do? You actually grabbed the son of a bitch and took him off the field. I didn't tell you to take him off the field. You just chose to think that I was talking to you, and you just took him off the field. Nah, that's not what I said. Nope. You took it the wrong way. That's what it is.
But we have you on camera. You said right there on the camera, live.
Nah, that's not what I said. That's not what I said. I said, get the son of a bitch off the field. I didn't say who to take him off the field. I just said, get the son of a bitch off the field. You chose to take him off the field. You see what I'm saying?
And
somebody
and
sitting back saying, yeah, get him off the field. I'll do it for you. What it is,
and that's the same thing of lies and fakeness that you see on social media, the mirror.
Yep.
And people live on that mirror all the time. And I find it funny. I could be wrong. And please correct me if I'm wrong, how most people like to put their personal business out there, their anger, their hatred out there. Or they want to show you that they're living their best life. At the same time, they're miserable inside.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
You know,
because they got 15
like,
minutes
I see
fame.
Some people, yeah, I see some people like, you know what? You point out way too much information. Yes, it's your life. You know, I hate when people are like, it's my life, it's my Facebook, I go put what I want to put. True. But to every action, there's a consequence. You know? You want to bitch about your job, keep that among your coworkers. You don't need to see that on social media.
Yeah,
but what
if you
apply for another job?
Because some one of your coworkers are Facebook friends with your boss, and then somebody's gonna be like, "Oh, this is what he said." Oh, okay. And then when they
mm-hmm.
see your ass,
I've seen that
Monday,
happen.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, it's like, so that's how you really feel. Or
exactly.
You put Kool-Aid in the coffee pot. You put Kool-Aid in the coffee pot. Okay.
You put Kool-Aid in the coffee pot.
Okay, no problem. Oh, so it was you. Okay, no problem. Oh, you stopped
yep.
up the ladies' room toilet. Okay, no problem. Just because you were mad. All right, no problem. I got you. You told on yourself. Told on
Shoot,
yourself.
I had an intern. I had an intern a couple of years ago. You know, she called out sick for 2 days. But, you know, I may not have it, but her colleague told me, like, hey, Rodney, so-and-so's in somewhere having a good time and drinking margaritas. Well, I thought she was sick. You know, it was like, come on,
told
kids,
on
really?
Yourself. Told on yourself.
You know.
Told on yourself.
And, of course, when she came back, how you feeling? I'm feeling better now. I'm like, yeah, I bet you are. Margarita,
I bet you are feeling better. And margarita got you feeling better.
Exactly.
Well, you had a 24-hour bug. I'm like, come on. But it's like,
right.
This is their life now. People want to show that you live in the life overall. And
listen,
at the same
I ain't
time,
got to prove. People got something to prove. They want
to
prove.
To who? To what? Especially when most people don't care or you have
to other people.
And security, I have to say,
security is other people.
If you are liking me and you're loving me for what I'm telling you, then I feel good about myself. But if you're not paying
mm-hmm.
attention to me, then I don't feel good about myself. So therefore, that's the insecurity. But my whole thing is, I mean, you control that. Your insecurities, you control it. That's on you. You shouldn't be looking for somebody else to make you secure. You shouldn't be looking for someone else to validate you. But a lot of people look for validation through those likes on Facebook or whatever on
mm-hmm.
Instagram or those
mm-hmm.
responses on Twitter. They look for validation through their social media. And
you know about validation? Big Red, I always have this argument with females all the time. Like, listen, you're beautiful, you're hot, whatever. But why? Something about showing your body on social media, fitting bikinis. Or hot dresses, like, are you trying to rebuild? Is that a sign of low self-esteem or trying to show your haters that you have it? I just never understood that. Like, why you got to show your half-naked body on social media?
Well, I mean, like I said, it depends on, like I said, I think it has to be tasteful. It's nothing wrong with showing, you know, like some women, you know, they may have went through a weight loss or something and now they want to show how they look, you know, they want to show off a little more. And like I said, it depends on how you do it. And like I said, if it's tasteful, then that's different. But then, you know, if it's to the point where it's too much going on and you're showing too much,
mm-hmm.
guess what? You get more attention like that. Once again, it's an attention getter. Oh, I show all of, you know, all of this and all of that. I get more attention. Plus, you know, it's the thing of people are doing the thing where it's like, I don't want to be ashamed of my body. And like I said, that's fine. That's fine if you don't want to be ashamed of your body no matter what size you are, whatever. It's nothing wrong with that. But once again, it's just be kind of like, you know, just be tasteful with it or just, you know, just be tasteful with it and just realize that, you know, like I said, you're on social media and people are going to see it. And like I said, if you have children, that, you know, their kid, you know, they got to get older or their parents may see it or whatever, you know, case is. I, you know, to each his own. You want to be on there half naked, hey, that's on you. I know I'm not going to be doing anything like that. I'm going to keep my pictures tasteful. You know what I'm saying? I don't listen. I'm proud of my belly. I'm proud of my belly meat, but you know, I'm just going. You know, I ain't gonna be overdo it. I'm not gonna overdo
gonna
it. You know.
Hey, listen, you gonna send that in private?
Right. You,
yeah.
Right. You know. Listen. That's right. I'll send that in private message. You know, but I'm just saying.
Also,
you know.
Also,
you know.
No. Also, no. No matter what we do with all these apps and stuff, nothing's private anymore.
Exactly.
We give
exactly.
permission. We give permission to look through our phone. So we give people that we don't want looking through
the
our
pictures.
Stuff.
Yeah, our photos and all of that.
Yep. We give them permission to do it. So nothing is private.
Please, How many times do you see those apps? I mean, you see the advertisement on your social media, like, wait a minute. Like, you've been to McDonald's and you see the advertisement on your Facebook app. They know where you are 24/7 every day.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And you see, like, wait a minute, how did they know I was at McDonald's, you know? Because you check yourself in. And from there,
right.
People don't understand. Big Brother is always watching and see what you're doing.
Yep. That's why they made that song years ago. I always feel like somebody's watching Key.
Okay.
Okay. Well, we got a few minutes. We got like a minute or something left. Hot Rod, what's popping on for tomorrow night, brother?
Well, God willing, if I do the show tomorrow night, the tension going on between the police and the community again is like, we go from cops killing black guys to now got people throwing water towards the cops, you know? Is this a retaliation to Eric Garner? Or is this a new thing going on? And I don't know. And now cops are committing suicide now. It's crazy.
Yeah,
this time of the year.
It's sad. It's sad. Well, it's going to take somebody to get popped and then it's going to be like, all right, we need to stop. Somebody gonna get shot. That's all it takes. That's for some reason, every people just wait for somebody to get hurt or killed, and then they're like, "All right, we need to stop." Yeah, you know, no.
Wow.
Reason. Everything is reactive, not proactive. Well,
exactly.
Thank you, guys, for calling in.
No problem.
Leader of the Absolute Truth Crew, Monday nights 10:30 p.m. Blog Talk Radio. Sean Black,
Hey
Dog, Lady T, Blog Talk Radio, Monday nights. And that's another one in the can.
Thanks for the menu. Hope everybody has a good night, good week. And,
yes.
Yeah, don't put Kool-Aid in the coffee pot. Don't put Kool-Aid in the coffee pot.
Yeah. Kool-Aid in the coffee pot.
All right, guys. Stop talking to me.
I'm a good dog every day.
Later.
All right, man. Later, guys.
Night.